Bruce Peterson, Northfield, Minnesota. Farm a couple miles east of Northfield, two brothers, Chris and Brian, and we each have a son that's farming with us.
Bruce, take us through last Thursday night and storms that moved through southeastern Minnesota and how those storms impacted your farm operation.
Well, first of all, I mean, we all like to joke about how the weathermen aren't very accurate with their forecasts, but I think we can all be thankful that they were predicting possible storms even, you know, 24 hours in advance. And I happened to be in town just, around 6 o'clock. And, once it got to be about 6:30 there, everybody's phone started buzzing because of the storm, approaching storm. And so I headed home. At the time they were reporting possible funnel clouds down along Highway 60 west of Faribault in the Waterville Morristown area, so I kind of assumed the worst of it would maybe stay to the south of us, but they said it was moving very fast. I just got home, put a couple vehicles inside, and got in the house, and the storm hit. Got in the basement. I heard some popping once the storm hit. I think actually a bin roof hit my garage, and that's probably what I heard. But other than that, we really didn't hear that much noise. We lost power. So my first thing I wanted to do was go outside and actually open up. We've got a hog barn that's power ventilated, and once the storm settled down, I was going to go out and open up the doors so we can get our generator hooked up. But once I went upstairs, I mean, you could see that our grain setup was pretty much leveled, and the hog barn that I wanted to open up was pretty well flattened. Our shop was flattened, so more or less. But yet my house, my brother's house were spared. My garage was damaged, but so luckily the houses were spared. We've also got another hog barn kind of in the northwest corner of our site that was not damaged at all. So just, right through the middle of our building site, just completely leveled. But we had a lot of fuel on storage. Luckily nothing, ignited. I actually had a grain leg that fell on a gas tank. I'm not sure why that didn't ignite, but, we shut propane off at our main tank. So the first thing we want to do is try to get we had an older hog barn that was originally built for farrow, and we converted that to finishing, and we're trying to get, a little over 200 pigs out of that barn. And that was kind of the first thing to do. And then we also had some cattle out, and then, since then, we've just been kind of cleaning through rubble from the shop, trying to reclaim any tools and whatnot so you can actually, help with cleanup, have some tools for that. But we just had a tremendous amount of, help from a lot of the neighbors bringing equipment down to use. But I fully understand we're not the only ones in the area that had damage. There was a tremendous amount of damage. The number of turkey barns in the area, you go further south in Rice County, I've heard there's a lot of grain setups, dairy barns that were damaged. So in the short term here, we're trying to, contract for some of the larger cleanup work on the grain bins, and we've actually got a harvester that's kinked over, kind of laying on top of our old dairy barn. That takes special equipment to handle all that. And so we're going to have to we're out our grain setup for the fall. We could handle about 80% of our grain here at home, but we're going to have to just work through probably our local CFS co-op, work with those guys, and they'll just have to, talk to them yesterday, and they said, we'll be ordering more trains is what it amounted to, because they'll ship, unfortunately, it's just, it's a tight storage situation going into fall, just about everywhere in the country, and then certainly in this immediate area, it just got that much worse. And so some of that excess grain will have to just be shipped out by rail. And of course, then a lot of the crop, a lot of the corn is knocked down. There's going to be a lot of ears on the ground, unfortunately. But we'll do the best we can, and hopefully get started with harvest here in a few days.
Did you lose any livestock in the storm?
Very minimal. We just had a 20-some head of steers in an open lot with a little shed, and the shed's gone. But then they were, of course, they got out. But we're able to get those penned up again, and we just had, you know, just out of that one finishing barn, we maybe lost. We don't really have a true count, I guess. 20 to 30 head of pigs is it. So very, very kind of unbelievable that way. We didn't lose more. But just a lot of the gating was kind of held up by some cement partitions in the corners of the pen, so it kind of supported a lot of the debris that was laying above the pigs. So, but we had a lot of good help, kind of helping to get those little rascals out of the barn, and we moved them. We had to overstock our main barn, and so most pigs are doing just fine.
Well, Bruce, I can't imagine. I mean, it was already going to be a stressful fall anyway, given commodity prices and all the uncertainty with trade, and then you have something like this occur, and it sure sounds like you're grateful for the help that you've received and thankful that nobody was hurt, but still, I can't imagine the how much of a setback this must feel like right now.
Well, yeah, you gotta kind of, you know, fortunately I'm not alone. I mean, like I say, I work with, been in partnership with two brothers since the late 80s, and you know, we all we're kind of sharing the load, and we've each got a son that's farming with us.
Well, Bruce, have you talked?
No, I'm all right. It's, yeah.
Have you heard anything from state or federal officials, maybe FEMA? Have they been by to kind of assess things so that you can find out more about what kind of assistance might be available?
Well, our neighbor is Kristen Harner, who works with, she's kind of does a number of, I don't know her title of Farm Bureau, but she said that federal level is looking at possibly you know, some type of disaster assistance, whatever that amounts to. I would assume that would maybe be, you know, probably low interest loans, but so anyway, yeah, I can deal with the wreckage, but when I start, you know, dealing with the amount of help we've had and just you know, the family, that's when it's a little emotional. So yep.
Anything else about this that you want to make sure we talk about today, Bruce?
Well, you know, like I say, we're just grateful everybody's safe. I mean, it's amazing I think they said there was around 10 tornadoes, possible tornadoes, that I'm aware of, nobody was hurt. And, you know, that's the main thing. And, you know, people can rebuild buildings. We'll rebuild. We're going to, you know, we'll just, you know, it's set back here for this year, but we'll have a lot of building projects to oversee, and hopefully by next fall we'll be, you know, kind of all ready for a new harvest next fall. So,
well, Bruce, I really appreciate your time, and I hope the recovery goes as smoothly as possible, and that it's a good harvest for you despite what has happened. So thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Mark. We'll talk again.
All right, take care.
Yep, you too.